Now, Neurological Alliance Ireland is highlighting to TDs and senators that there is a critical lack of inpatient neuro-rehabilitation beds for neurological patients in the Southwest. The lack of access to that sort of rehabilitation continues to have a serious impact on people with brain conditions such as acquired brain injury and progressive neurological conditions. With me in line to talk about this is CEO of the Neurological Alliance Ireland, Magdalen Rogers. Magdalen, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the program. Can you first of all, I suppose, outline, before we talk about the numbers and the lack of beds in Kerry, what is a neurological condition and how many people are affected by it or diagnosed with it in Ireland each year?
No problem at all, Gerry. And I say thank you for this opportunity to talk to your listeners. Well, a neurological condition, it's a big word, but I suppose to try and put it simply, it's a condition that affects the brain or spinal cord. And I suppose if you think about it, each one of us would know someone, a family member, a friend in our wider circle who would be affected by one of these conditions. It's estimated that 1 in 6 people throughout Ireland are living with a neurological condition, over 860,000 people. It includes conditions like stroke, migraine, epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, acquired brain injury, as you've said, Parkinson's disease. So it's a wide range of conditions, I'd say, that affect the brain.
That's the list of those who need it. There's a national shortage, and you're saying of dedicated inpatient neuro-rehabilitation beds. What are those beds and how do they differ from normal hospital beds?
So I suppose, Gerry, it's kind of thinking of the pathway. So for example, if someone has an acquired brain injury, and from, let's say, a stroke or a bleed on the brain or a car accident, or someone who's living in the community with multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's disease or another progressive neurological condition, if they need to have a hospital stay where they receive intensive neuro-rehabilitation, so by that I mean speech and language therapy, occupational therapy, physiotherapy, but they need to have it, you know, they need to have it in a hospital setting. They're not well enough to be out in the community. They shouldn't be in an acute hospital. It's not suitable in terms of providing the neuro-rehabilitation service. It should be in a specialist neuro-rehabilitation bed. But as you said, there is a national shortfall. We should have 306 beds nationally. That's the minimum for the Irish population. We have 131. So we have a shortfall of 175 neuro-rehabilitation beds around the country. When you translate that to Cork and Kerry, the HSE South region, we need a minimum of 44 of those specialist neuro-rehabilitation beds. There are none currently. So there is a huge gap in HSE South West region, Cork and Kerry.
There's none. None. 44 needed and we have no beds.
And just, I suppose, to put that, I mean, you know, numbers are all very well, but just to put that, what does that mean for people? So that means that people are staying in acute hospitals longer than they need to. We've all heard of the fantastic work that's done in the National Rehabilitation Hospital in Dunleary, and they do incredible work, but not everybody should or can travel to Dunleary, and it's a very long way from Kerry. And I suppose not only the person themselves is travelling for what could be weeks or months of neuro-rehabilitation, but their family is going to visit them. So it's not a day trip, it's an intensive period of neuro-rehabilitation. That should happen close to where someone lives. And as I say, there is a huge gap in the Cork-Kerry region at the moment for those neuro-rehabilitation beds. It's really a critical part of the pathway for people with neurological conditions that effectively is missing in Cork and Kerry at the moment.
Okay, so you're calling for, just as a start, I suppose, from the budget in the health area, 20 beds to be set up, just to start to address that gap.
Exactly. You know, we know that you can't go from north to 60 straight away, north to 44 straight away. We're asking for action to start to tackle this deficit. And this is in the programme for government, Gerry. There is a commitment to increase the number of neuro-rehabilitation beds. It is recognised that there is that shortfall nationally. And we're saying, you know, that there can't be this black spot in Cork and Kerry where there are just no dedicated neuro-rehabilitation beds. So that's why we're calling for the 20 beds as a start in this year's budget.
Yeah. What sort of a hearing have you been getting, Magdalen?
I suppose we're getting a positive response from local elected representatives. There is certainly an understanding. Everyone has a story. Every politician that we've spoken to has a story of a local constituent that they've tried to get Nora Rehabilitation Services for, and it's almost like a lottery if they can get them into the National Rehabilitation Hospital in Dunleary. And I suppose what we're saying is that shouldn't be the case. It shouldn't be the case for the individual. It shouldn't be the case for the family of making those long journeys or having a person sitting in an acute hospital bed without that access to neuro rehabilitation. So we've got a good understanding, but that needs to translate into political action and commitment.
Do you have any vision on what the picture is in terms of why we haven't up to now provided these beds? Is it the capital infrastructure? Is it anything to do with money? Is it to do with equipment? Or is it to do with what a lot of other issues in our health service have to do with just a lack of staffing and lack of recruitment, problems with recruitment and retention? Is that part of the picture, do we know?
Actually, the recruitment issue is interesting, Gerry, because what we've seen, there's a development around developing neurorehabilitation services in the community. It's a different service, and thankfully that is coming underway in Cork and Kerry later this year, where there will be some neurorehabilitation service in the community. As I say, there is still such a significant gap in that inpatient beds, but we haven't seen a challenge in recruitment there. So there are personnel wanting to travel back to Ireland, working in services at the moment, maybe in Dublin and other parts of the country. They want to come back home. We haven't found recruitment to be an issue in terms of neuro rehabilitation services. This is really just a lack of investment in this key area, which is inpatient neuro rehabilitation beds. And I suppose just for your listeners to understand, it's part of a pathway. So someone spends their acute hospital stay when they're getting medically well, and then eventually they'll be moved out to the community, back to their homes, you know, back to their communities. But there is that critical part in between where they still need to be in a hospital setting, but it doesn't need to be an acute hospital setting. They need the space, they need the facilities around them to have that intensive neuro rehabilitation, and they have to have it closer to Cork and Kerry, closer to the community.
Yeah, and that is part of it. What are you expecting to hear? So what are your hopes for what happens in the budget? How quickly, if the investment is made or the investment is made, how quickly do you think we could get to 20 beds in Cork and Kerry?
Well, in fairness, the HSE locally has been very supportive, and they're bringing proposals around this, but they're telling us they need the funding to come down from national government. So the will is there on the ground. The will is there, I think, among the local elected representatives, local HSE. But just really, there needs to be that commitment from national government to make that funding available, as I say, to address this long-standing need for neuro rehabilitation beds. As I say, 44 are needed. There are none currently. And we're asking for an initial step to provide 20 beds to address this critical need.
Okay, Magdalene, listen, we'll see what happens out of that, and hopefully you get what you're looking for in terms of those beds, and they can be provided for people so people don't have to travel for need of these services in Kerry. But thanks for telling me the story of it this morning.
Thank you, Gerry. If people want to find out more, then go onto our website, nai.ie, and we'd be more than happy to come back and tell your listeners how we're getting on.
Okay, brilliant stuff. That's CEO of the Neurological Alliance of Ireland, Magdalene Rogers, talking about that shortage of neuro rehabilitation beds or the absence completely of them in Cork and Kerry. If you have a view, get in touch with us on the show this morning. More than 1 in 5 neurological patients, 17% throughout the two counties, never had any access to neuro rehabilitation services that they need, and tells its own story. So hopefully that can be addressed or start to be addressed in this budget.